Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. In studio with me today is Kathy Scott. She is a missionary from Calvary Albuquerque in Tirana, Albania.
Yes.
And Alicia Aragon, who's an administrator with the Missions Department at Calvary Albuquerque. Thank you, young ladies, for being here with me.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's always interesting to me to find out, Kathy, what's going on halfway around the world in Albania?
Well, where do you want me to start?
Well, hey, you know, you are in the mission field, and we've talked to a lot of missionaries. I don't personally know much about Albania, so I'm hoping that myself and our listeners get to learn a lot about it. Obviously, we know the Great Commission to take the gospel of Jesus everywhere, but you're kind of unique, Kathy, in that you're a certified trainer.
Physical therapist.
Physical therapist, which is, are you a doctor?
I am.
And you've taken that skill and that training to really minister to people in another country.
Yes, and it is a unique ministry, and but at the same time, you know, I think that God has just called us to love people in the love of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I get to do that.
Yes.
And there are a lot of people that say, why are you here? Being an older single woman, a physical therapist from America. That raises a lot of questions, and it gives me the opportunity to share that I am a Christian missionary and that I'm sent here by my church, and, you know, there's work that I have been given to do.
You know, it's interesting how missions is done. For example, we have a ministry that is part of KNKT, the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, which I think you're familiar because you're from here. Well, ACCH has missionaries from, for example, Seattle, Washington. A church will send a whole group of people from their church, which they did this past summer, to do a whole bunch of landscaping. So they're on a mission to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they do a bunch of neat work, and then they go home. So there's all kinds of people doing all kinds of wonderful work, loving on people, like you just said, and you happen to be in Albania.
Yes.
And that is right across the little ocean there. Is that the Adriatic Sea?
The Adriatic Sea.
Right across from Italy.
Yes.
And right above Greece.
The heel of boot of Italy, if it was to kick, it would kick Albania. And we're just north of Greece. And we're in the area of Macedonia and and all of the areas that are referred to in Scripture as Illyricum.
Hmm. Kathy, any danger in you being the government receptive to people that are doing Christian work?
The government is very receptive at this point. In 1967 to 1994, Enver Hoxha, which was a horrible communist dictator, shut down anything and everything that had anything to do with religion. Islam, Greek Orthodox, Catholicism, evangelical Christians. There weren't that many evangelical Christians. And declared Albania the first atheistic nation in the world. Mm. And he shut it down.
Wow.
The walls fell down in 1994. There is more of a prevalence of Muslim and Greek Orthodox and Catholicism, but it's by tradition.
Mm.
It isn't something that is really practiced. Mm. The evangelical Christians are first-generation believers, babies.
Yeah. How about the people themselves? Is there a lot of poverty? Are there jobs? How's the country economically?
Economically, my physical therapy intern, who now has a full-time paying job, she has a master's diploma in physical therapy. And she makes $2.69 an hour.
Wow. Now, can you live on that kind of salary?
Well, you can. Mm-hmm. Typically, young girls or young men, there's four or five of them in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Food, for me, and I eat fairly well, is $100 a month.
Mm.
The people themselves are trapped in this post-communist mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Corruption is the norm. Hopelessness. If you say you're going to do something, they really don't believe that it's going to ever happen.
Is that because politicians and things have made promises over the years and nothing has happened?
It's the communist mindset.
Mm.
If you are not working for the state, you're worthless.
Wow.
Children with disabilities or adults with disabilities, because they're not improving the country, are worthless, and the family has been shamed to have people in their home that have disabilities or special needs children. So they're hidden away.
Oh, wow. Wow. Alicia, you're part of the missions department at Calvary Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And as Kathy's out in the field and mm-hmm. she's having to deal with the emotions of working with people, I mean, none of this happens in a vacuum.
Right.
So even though it's inexpensive for her to live there and to eat
mm-hmm.
and you have some needs for your physical therapy ministry that mm-hmm. we're going to talk about and some donations are going to kind of be needed. But again, it's pretty efficient use of money. It's not a lot of money. And a dollar goes a long way. So tell us a little bit about how the missions department sends people out and, mm-hmm. and all that's entailed with that.
Yeah. So, Calvary Albuquerque actually supports 10 missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy being one of them. And we commit to paying them every month a certain amount. But we also, their biggest support comes from donors, people who want to partner with them, want to partner with the work that's done in Albania, but also praying for them. Mm-hmm. I think that is part of one of the biggest needs as they're out there, especially for women like Kathy, who's single and she's out there. She took a leap of faith, and prayer is just really the biggest thing you can do for any missionary.
Absolutely. And if somebody is listening to the program and they want to, maybe they have a heart for Albania, didn't know Kathy was there, how mm-hmm. do they get involved in helping?
Yeah, so you can actually go to Calvary ABQ and in the search engine type missions, and you could scroll down and you can see Kathy. You could click on Kathy's page and it will actually take you to either donate or you can look at her website.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And lots of information. What's on the website, Kathy?
I don't know. I'm not technology.
Gotcha.
I'm from a different generation.
Well, you need to tell us about you. God put a call on your life. You moved out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and now you're in Albania.
Yes.
See, it's a miracle to me that people from outside of New Mexico, of course, mm-hmm. we've joked about this, but people in New York, if you tell them you're from New Mexico, they'll say, well, what is it like living in another country?
Mm.
You know, they don't even realize that we're part of the United States. But once they come here, a lot of people stay here. And it's fascinating to me how you get people from various parts of the country come and live here. Even more fascinating to me that you would move to Albania. So tell us about that.
I had supported my daughters in numerous short-term missions outreaches with the high school groups and with their school and things like that through Calvary Albuquerque. And there was a time in my life in 2006 where there was going to be a short-term medical outreach to Pristina, Kosovo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I'm going. I've sent my girls. Now it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on that trip. I spent the entire week at the university working with physical therapy students. And when I came back, I really wasn't sure. Something was wrong. Something was disconnected. And I met with a girl that was a former missionary. And she said, you need to go back. And I was like, no, there's no more trips. Mm-hmm. And she goes, no, go back by yourself. And I did. I went back for about 2 weeks, again, working with university students, teaching mm-hmm. in that hospital. And when my youngest daughter picked me up from the airport, she looked at me and said, it's over, Mama, you're moving. And I didn't know what she was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
After some time, I went in and I met with Neil Ortiz, and I told him, I'm thinking about being a missionary, but I think I'm too old, and because I was fixing to turn 50.
Mm-hmm.
And he replied,
oh, that is terribly old.
He replied to me, you've heard of Abraham, right? And I said, yes. And God took over from there. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy, insane, amazing adventure.
Neat story. Kathy Scott, she is a missionary to Albania, and Calvary Missions Administrator Alicia Aragon in studio with us this afternoon. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Is there something about your house that chills you? Are there strange sounds coming from your furnace? When darkness falls, do your pipes clank and moan? Whatever it is, give the guys at Bosca Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing a call at 444-7200. Their friendly service professionals are ready to bust even the scariest of home HVAC issues. Just dial Bosque at 444-7200. That's 444-7200.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
This is Buck Buckner, owner of the Raintone Car Spa, with four Albuquerque locations, including our newest at Sevilla and Coors. From my family and the entire Car Spa staff, we wish you and your family the happiest Thanksgiving. We are so grateful for all of you.
I'm Rob Sneed, general manager at Power Ford. All dealerships have the same incentives. Big rebates, customer cash, we've all got them. The difference is in what the dealership does for you. And at Power Ford, it's all about you. You'll get a better deal and a better experience. And every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty, complimentary maintenance, and roadside assistance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Alicia Aragon, Calvary Missions Administrator, and Kathy Scott is a missionary in Albania. They are joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect, so thank you for joining us as well. Alicia, let's go back to you.
Okay.
You have people that are calling about missions, I'm assuming, mm-hmm. occasionally.
Yeah.
And Kathy here tells us that she went on a little trip organized by the church and then came back and then decided, gee, I'm going to go back, and then went back again. How does the missions department pick up on somebody who's gifted and called to be in a certain area?
Yeah, so I would say definitely go on a mission trip. But a mission trip doesn't mean just going overseas.
Uh-huh.
It could also mean, serving in another state, serving in your community. But definitely talk to a pastor, confide in a pastor, and just kind of go follow those next steps as the Lord's guiding. Mm. So it doesn't always mean being sent by a church, but it could also mean there's lots of sending agencies that you can get involved in mm-hmm. that will support you as you feel God's leading.
And one of the things that some missionaries have shared with us on this program is that you're not going to the vacation spot.
Right.
You're not going to Kihei, Maui, and going to get to sunbathe on the beach every day necessarily. Now, that's not to say there's not missionaries that are doing some great work
yes.
in Maui. There
yeah.
probably are.
Yeah.
But there's some danger involved sometimes.
Yeah.
As much crime and the things that we're faced in our own community,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times there are government oppression and things
right.
that are going on. And it sounds like that's not happening in Albania.
Right. Yeah.
But they're not necessarily supportive either.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
Kathy, tell us a little bit about when you made the decision to go finally. You had to get rid of all your belongings and move halfway across the world. Tell us about that.
Yes. One of the things that was required of me was to be a part of School of Ministry. Mm-hmm. And that ramped up in about a week after I talked to Neil. So that was a rapid thing. And changing hours to be at School of Ministry and then also working full time as best I could.
You were working as a physical therapist.
Yes. I was working for Presbyterian Health Plan as a consultant. But I still was the breadwinner of the family. I went through School of Ministry. Somehow Nelson let me out and gave me the go-ahead, send her. And, yes, I had to sell my home, all my furnishings, my car, our dogs. It's all gone.
Well, and let's frame. This was 2008.
It was in 2008.
And those of you who were involved in the real estate market in 2008 in Albuquerque remember that we had a huge market crash. Mm-hmm. It actually happened around the country, but values in our community dropped as much as 30-40%. And people were upside down in their homes. Nothing was selling. In fact, it was one of the few buyer's markets that we've had in the last 10-15 years. And that was really a difficult time to try to sell a house.
Yes, it was.
Tell us about your circumstances.
Neil took me aside one day and said...
And Neil's an associate pastor at Calvary,
yes,
Albuquerque.
And at the time, he was the missions pastor.
Mm, okay.
In 2008. And he took me aside and asked me if what's happening with your house. And I said, well, everyone tells me I have to put in $20,000 to upgrade the carpet and everything, and I didn't have that kind of money, wasn't going to happen, and everyone said the house will never sell. And he asked me if he could give my phone number to someone, and later that evening, that gentleman called me, offered me what I was asking for the house, told me he would stop by the next day, and if there weren't huge holes in the walls, that he would buy the house and he'd bring a contract. And it was kind of like, okay. And he bought my house basically sight unseen over the telephone. Got everything moved out. I guess the word is flipped it or upgraded and did everything he needed to. Turned around 6 weeks later, sold it, and then sent me a check of the profits.
Mm. Wow, what a blessing.
Yeah. And I love being able to say, and I don't know who said this first, but if you can explain what happened, God didn't do it.
Mm.
And my whole adventure, getting ready, going to the mission field, moving to Albania, the projects and the big ideas that God has given me, I can't explain how any of them have happened. And therefore, God did it.
Wow, what a neat story. And Alicia, you have a lot of people that have giving hearts like that that are part of the missions department.
Yeah.
So Kathy's called to be in the field, but you have other people involved that are not in the field.
Yep. We call those the senders. Mm-hmm. So, again, they're partnering with the missionary in various ways, whether that's through prayer, financially, visiting. That's also huge. Just seeing what the missionary is doing out in the country. But what I love about Kathy is that she's not the typical missionary that goes and plants a church or comes alongside a church. Mm-hmm. She has taken her career and the skills and the gifts that the Lord has given her, and she has taken it to a different country to go and, serve the people of Albania. And that's just another example of how the Lord uses you. And no matter what circumstance, no matter, your gifting, you may feel like you have to have a pastoral calling to go and become a missionary, and that's not the case at all. Mm. For example, Kathy.
Yeah. Kathy, you've mentioned that the communist government in Albania, maybe I'm not phrasing it right, so correct me, and I don't mean to be offensive, but they look down upon people that might be facing, birth defects and other kinds of things that happen.
Right. It's a post-communist mindset. Mm. They do have elections right now. Mm. I don't know if they're Republican or Democrat or independent, and there's several different parties. And
you're not sure whether corruption is rampant either.
I know that corruption is the normal because it was the standard during the communist era. And it takes two generations to get away from the way things have always been done. Mm-hmm. So corruption in the university, in everything. So some of that is just the norm. But as far as religious freedom, I'm very well received. I probably have more religious freedom than you do here in America.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can tell shopkeepers, God bless you, I can, yeah, I have that freedom. But it's the mindset of people with disabilities or people that are old no longer have value. And there wasn't that long here in America, 40s and 50s, where, you know, people with polio were kind of sent away and tucked away in the corners.
Sure.
And America is way ahead of Eastern Europe, but it wasn't that long ago that people with handicaps and people in wheelchairs didn't have access to stores and offices and jobs and medicine.
Well, we're going to come back, talk more to Alicia and Kathy about Albania and the missions work that's being done there. I want to find out about the Albanian people and families. And I really want to ask you when we come back how family life is compared to family life here. So we'll be back, more on ABQ Connect. Stay with us.
Hey, I need to get in shape. I'm tired of the way I feel.
Then Designer Body's world-class gym is for you. They are family-owned and operated, and their passion is to lead by example while empowering you to achieve your absolute personal best. The professionals at Designer Body's world-class gym offer gym memberships, personal training, and nutrition management in an atmosphere of fitness, faith, and fellowship. For more information, call 899-1700. That's 899-1700. Or visit us at our website, www.designerbodies.com.
Brighten her Christmas morning and get more for less at Crown Jewels and Coin. All fine jewelry is now up to 70% off with trade-in and finance options available. Crown Jewels and Coin for all you treasure. San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
9 out of 10 American households own a Bible, yet only 14% of adults engage with the Bible daily. The need for proper renewal is obvious in our country and in our churches. And that's exactly what we want to help you experience by sending you an encouraging resource from Lenya Heitzig called Sheology, a Quiet Time Journal. Listen to Lenya.
I know what it means to have a dry period of time with the Lord, but I know that can change. That's why I've written this Quiet Time Journal. I invite you to put it in your routine. It'll make a difference. The year 2020 can mean a new day for you.
A Quiet Time Journal has a daily Bible reading plan, a weekly prayer focus, a monthly meditation, plus space for you to journal your prayers. We'll send you a copy of Sheology as thanks for your gift today of $35 to this media ministry. Call now, 800-922-1888. Or you can give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Coming to you from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. Always grateful to all of our sponsors on KNKT. And as a listener, I hope you will frequent these establishments because they help us a great deal, help us get out the message of Kathy Scott, a Calvary missionary to Albania, and Alicia Aragon, part of the admissions department as an administrator here at Calvary Albuquerque. A lot of churches around town, Alicia, doing missions and kind of specializing in a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mentioned, missions work is not necessarily across the water.
Right.
I know there's an amazing ministry being done right now by Citizens Church, former Copper Point. They're working really closely with the Highland Cluster schools with APS in Albuquerque. And the missions program they've set up on the Highlands campus is amazing.
Yeah.
The Highland High School campus. They are doing such great work over there.
Yeah.
And Kathy, you're doing the same thing. You've set up a training center in Albania. Tell us about that.
Yes. Physical therapists, when they graduate from the public university, typically it's a 3 or a 5 year diploma. They graduate and they have never touched or practiced on a patient. So in the field of physical therapy, it is all about finding the bones, finding the muscles, moving the joint, trying to understand what the function is. We are the experts in function and anatomy. We should be. God, again, has made just some amazing connections. That we met a teacher in the public university who does want to teach palpation and practical skills to the physical therapist. She got her training in Czechoslovakia and came back to Albania. With this knowledge, God, in January of 2018, gave me the big idea. And it was to open up a training center where we could teach students, this is where the deltoid muscle is. This is where the patellar tendon is. And this is how you find it. And
now, they probably are well-versed on anatomy and physiology, but just have never applied that, right?
It's rote memorization. Mm-hmm. They don't have any textbooks, and they have never seen an anatomy book before.
Wow.
Can you imagine any healthcare provider never, ever seeing an anatomy book?
Well, you've just changed the whole dynamic of their training with your training center.
Yes, I have. So what we do is we have classes. We have five tables. They're wooden tables, very sturdy. We have a little mattress on top. We have three students per table, so we have classes of 15 students. One student pretends to be the physical therapist. One student pretends to be the patient. And another one is kind of looking through the anatomy book, giving ideas and helping. We received over $1,000 worth of anatomy books and videos from Books of Discovery. And they have the Trail Guide to Anatomy.
Now, are these in their language?
No, these are in English. There's nothing in their language. Nothing. They don't even have it in English.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, this organization, and what we will do is have all of the tables facing a video screen. We will play the video where they're palpating the deltoid, and the instructor of the video takes the students step by step by step to find that particular muscle or that particular body part. And then we switch. And those basic classes of 16 hours of training cost the students $20. And the reason we charge $20 is because of the post-communist mindset that anything that is free has no value. So if we gave the classes for free, no one would come.
Now, is $20 a pretty affordable amount?
$20 for them is very affordable.
Okay.
And, you know, they still have parents, that family that supports them, and they see that as an investment. The basic class is a foundation, and they have to take that class in order to take the higher, more advanced classes. And we have had 90 students now. We just finished a class in Albania while I'm here. My crew over there is still busy. And 14 that have taken the practical anatomy class. And one of the things that is very exciting about this is that we invited this teacher who had been to Czechoslovakia to be in one of our classes. So she was in the class with her students, and she took all four classes, and she tried to get the university to allow the students to come practice on our tables. We're a 5-minute walk from the university. Administration said no. So I said to Kleda, this is the teacher's name, what do you need? She showed me the room that was full of desks, which that was all the students had. They didn't have any resources.
So you mentioned off air that might be a desk, if you can imagine, one of those one-unit desks that you kind of squeeze into. And
yes.
It has a seat and maybe a space under to store some books and then a little desk in front of you.
Well, it's a freestanding desk with a chair.
Okay.
Yeah, very similar to that.
All right.
And they had no resources to practice hands-on practical skills. The administration wouldn't give them or didn't see a need. On September 19th, just before I traveled to the U.S., God provided 10 table sets. And so the university has a hands-on practical training lab inside the university for all of the faculty to use.
Wow.
And talking about turning things upside down, the teachers are having to rewrite their curriculum because now they're being expected to teach the students practical hands-on skills.
Right. Kathy, I've thought about in my own life, I've always been fascinated with orthopedics. and I was an athlete and had several operations, and that's always been kind of fascinating. And I thought about, had I ever spent the time to be a doctor, which of course I'm not going to do at this point or have the ability to do, but I thought if I was an orthopedic surgeon, what I would do is I would sponsor 5 men's softball teams, 2 or 3 women's soccer teams, for adults, and I would be in surgery for the rest of my life. So I can, as you're talking about this, I'm thinking you need to sponsor a faculty game of some sort, and you'll have all kinds of patients that'll need to come to your clinic, and that'll sell them on buy-in tables.
Well, the motto, I guess, if you have, because we also are involved in practical patient care at ABC Health Center. Mm-hmm. So we are doing patient visits as well. And I explained to the 2 previous interns and another missionary from Holland who also is a PT that the best marketing that we can do is to take excellent care and teach our patients what they need to know about their disease and how they can take care of it on their own. Mm-hmm. And in the month of October, with me being here in the U.S., they treated 86 patient visits.
Wow.
For the month of October.
Wow.
And it's Albanians are amazing with their gossip skills and good or bad. And there is a group that travels 4 to 5 hours from Kosovo to see one particular Albanian physical therapist at our health center.
Wow. What a neat story. We got a lot more about missions work in Albania. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We will be right back.
At Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, we believe that children are truly a gift from God. That's why we open our arms and our hearts to children who have been abused, neglected, or abandoned. Children who are hurting and scared. Although we have lots of love to give, caring also takes dollars. You can help provide a safe haven for these children by making a tax-deductible donation online at acchkids.org or by calling us at 898-5520.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a safe, loving home for children who have had so little and need so much. We feed, clothe, house, and share God's love with the children who have been missing those necessities in their young lives. There's no charge for the care at ACCH, and children can stay with us as long as they need our help. You can help by making a secure, tax-deductible donation today at acchkids.org or by calling 898-5520. And thank you for blessing the children.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
Because we're considered experts, we are incredibly vulnerable to what I'm going to call the curse of competence. You're vulnerable to this as well. Why? Because you're a good leader. You're talented. You've got experience in your field of expertise. And because you're pretty good at what you do, you are vulnerable to the curse of competence. Those who are overly confident, we have 3 problems. Number 1, we find it difficult to listen to feedback because we think we know it all. Number 2, we often answer more questions than we are asking. It's a problem for me. If I'm always answering questions and not asking them anymore, then I'm just giving out what I know and I'm not learning anything. Number 3 is we assume too much and we stop innovating. I like the idea of what some call the prediction paradox. The prediction paradox. And that is this. If we think we're good at predicting the future, we probably will not be good at predicting the future.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you to our producer, Tim Fuller, for getting us in and out of commercials and bringing us back live on the air. It takes special dedication. So thank you, Tim, for bringing us back. Kathy Scott, she is a missionary in Albania, sent out by Calvary Albuquerque. And Alicia Aragon, she's a missions administrator. And we just heard a little bit about the physical therapy clinic that Kathy has set up and working closely with the university. You're in Tirana, Albania.
Yes.
And that's the capital. Is that what you said earlier?
It is the capital of Albania.
So, and you've got people traveling, you mentioned, to come to the physical therapy clinic.
Yes, and they travel from a neighboring country called
Wow.
Kosovo.
Hmm.
And Kathy, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the first, this concept in the training center is the first in the region, right?
Yes. In fact, there were quite a few Christian believers that told me it could never be done. And it will never happen, and it will never work.
Wow.
So it's kind of nice to see God just doing stuff that nobody thinks is going to happen.
Well, and it's kind of like Nehemiah. He's my hero. Mm-hmm. He's one of my heroes. And he met with a lot of naysayers. Mm-hmm. And look what he did in 50-some days.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Kathy, we're going to talk in just a minute about some things that you need. That you see to expand the missions work and the physical therapy center and what you have going on at the university there. But before I do that, tell me about you and how do you handle fellowship and I guess what we would consider church here. Is that a difficult thing for you to put together in Albania?
I have two coverings. My ministry is underneath ABC Health Foundation, and they take care of all of the licensure and the legal and everything, and that is my ministry. Mm-hmm. Then I have pastoral covering, and my pastor is Tom Grimes. He's from Calvary Wildwood out in Cala Mesa, I think, or I'm not sure the name, but he is my pastor in Tirana, and I attend his fellowship on Sunday evenings. And I meet with him for lunch and coffee, he and his wife, and they help me sort through challenges with the culture and challenges with challenges.
Right.
And so they take very, very good care of me.
Now, what language is native to Albania?
Albanian.
Albanian. And is it a dialect of...
It's not a dialect of anything.
No.
It's its own... It's its own language. It has the Latin or the Roman alphabet. It doesn't have the Cyrillic Greek alphabet.
Okay.
So that makes it a little bit easier, but it still is a challenge.
Yeah. Well, there's language barriers everywhere.
There are.
But when you love on people, that seems to be a universal language.
Right.
Right now you have some physical needs in your clinic and at the university that you need to meet. Tell us how you hope to accomplish raising money and getting what you need.
Yes. In the training center, when it started a year and a half ago, I used my own personal resources to pay the rent. Mm-hmm. The rent is about $600 a month. Well, our expenses are about $600 a month. That includes the rent, water, electricity. We have to buy drinking water and toilet paper and stuff like that. So the expenses are about $600 a month. And the class revenues at this time are not meeting the expenses. I absolutely believe in my heart that it's God's big idea. He's going to provide it, and it will happen. So at one point, I started getting nervous and focusing on the money. Mm-hmm. Let's not teach that class because it's not full. Let's not do this because we need a full class. We need the revenue. And there were a few students that pushed to have a small class. It was a class of two teachers and five students, and it was amazing. They built amazing one-on-one relationships with the students. They got to teach them some extra skills, and we realized the ministry that God has given me is about the students. I need to take care of the students, and God will take care of the money, the business. Mm-hmm. Someone gave me an idea, and this is what I am working on right now. I'm calling it the 25-25-24 Project. I need to raise 25 people to make a commitment to give $25 a month for the next 24 months. And what that will do will pay and provide for the expenses at the training center for the next 2 years. And it will give us the freedom to, if we just have a class of two students, we can just teach it and not have to worry about, is this going to pay the rent? Mm-hmm. And we can take our focus off the business and grow the training center for the next 2 years. And so that is one of the things that I am working on while I'm here in the U.S.
So I'm a retired lender, and I'm also really confident that we can just say to God, we need this. Mm-hmm. That's $7,200. That's what you need.
Oh, well, $600 a month. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just really confident that, you know, God can take care of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let me put a pencil to that one more time. So $600 a month times 12 is $7,200 a year. So it's actually $14,400.
For 2 years.
Yes.
For 2 years.
Yes.
Okay. So I just calculated 1 year. And that's just not a lot of money, especially when you describe the economic conditions and how many people you can serve and just the efficiencies that every dollar spent can do. So, Alicia, let's switch mm-hmm. over to you. You're the person that gets to administrate all this.
Yeah.
How can people get involved?
Yeah, so you can actually go to calvaryabq.org, and in the search engine, you just type in missions, and you scroll down, and you could hit Kathy Scott, and there's the link for her funding page.
And so Kathy's listed there with 9 other missionaries.
Yes. So she's listed there. Her training center is also listed there. So if you want to donate specifically to her, you would donate under Kathy. And then if you want to donate specifically to the training center, you would click on the training center.
Kathy, what's the big sport in Albania?
Oh, soccer.
Soccer. Okay. Now, look, you're laughing at me, but I'm really telling you the truth. All you have to do is get together, get associated with whatever league is out there for adults. You'll have all the patience and all the funding. Make sure some of the government officials are involved with the games. I'm just telling you, if I was an orthopedic surgeon, I would just sponsor some men's softball teams. And guys reliving the glory days when they're 45 or 50 years old, sliding into base, breaking ankles, twisting ankles, doing whatever. This is exactly how you can make a great living doing what you're doing.
Except for the fact that the ministry the Lord gave me is the students.
Is the students, yes.
And if we can get the students to start using all of the facts that they have memorized and mm-hmm. don't know what to do with mm-hmm. and start putting them into practice functionally and in relationship to a patient that is having a problem, then those physical therapy students will become better physical therapists.
Yes.
And those physical therapists will help improve the function of someone in the community. And that's how Albania benefits.
Mm. Well, you're doing a lot of work with a lot of neat people, helping them vocationally and physically. We're going to come back and talk about some of the spiritual sides of the ministry when we come back. Stay with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect.
No matter what, your system is going to break.
Are you kidding me?
When it does, give Bosque Heating and Cooling a call.
Perfect.
That's 444-7200. Whatever it is, Bosque is just a call away. 444-7200. Yeah, that's their number. 444-7200. Or visit www.ourhouseishot.com. That's www.ourhouseishot.com.
Here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute.
How long would it take for your house to go from neat and tidy to I can't find the couch from all the clutter? Ignore clutter in your house, car, wallet, or purse, and it quickly gets overwhelming. Debt is like clutter. It starts small but piles up quickly, burying your finances. Women might make impulse purchases and charge smaller items that lead to debt, and they may even do it more frequently than men. But men think bigger. A new fishing rod leads to a bass boat on credit, and now you've really got a mess. But you can tidy it all up with that thing that starts with a B. Broom? No, a budget. A budget or a spending plan is all you need to declutter your finances.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
Relationships are one of God's most precious gifts to us. Hi, I'm Bob Lapine. Each day on Family Life Today with Dennis Rainey, we look at what Jesus described as the two most important commandments, loving God and loving each other, especially in our family relationships. Join us each weekday on KNKT-FM for Family Life Today to develop godly marriages and families that change the world one home at a time.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Missions in Albania is our topic this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Kathy Scott, a missionary in Albania, is our special guest, and Alicia Aragon from the Missions Department at Calvary Albuquerque with us as well. Kathy, you've got some stories you want to share with us.
Yes. When I, all of my patients, are just precious stories about how they ended up seeing me, and it's always a God thing. But there was one gentleman, that I treated on my second trip to Kosovo, when I was doing an exploration to see if I was going to be on the mission field. And I saw him, at the university. He was a demonstration patient with a group of students, and he came to me and said, "The doctors have told me that I will be in bed the rest of my life. I will be paralyzed. There's nothing can be done. My back pain is so severe." Mm. We worked with him. I did some corrections. I gave him some exercises, and I saw him two or three times, and then I returned back to America, and I never saw him again. When I ended up on the mission field and he heard that I was back in country, he made a point of finding me. And he came up to me and said, "I am still doing your exercises. I am doing heavy manual labor, taking care of my family, and thank you." Mm-hmm. And this was a gentleman where everybody said, "Nothing can be done. It's hopeless. You know, just go lie in bed for the rest of your life." And the things that I teach the students and the things that I get to do in working with the patients, yeah, there is some science, but it isn't expensive machines. It's hands and a heart that's willing to do the work and to care and to take the step. Because, and one of the things that we do with each of our patients that I make it adds absolute requirement is you open up the anatomy book and you show them the bone that is hurting or the muscle that is hurting. And they look at us saying, "No one has ever thought I could like understand what's wrong with my own body before." Mm-hmm. Because again, that's that post-communist mindset. I am the doctor. I know everything and I'm not going to tell you. Mm-hmm. You're just the patient.
This is totally off script, but I'm thinking in my mind that today in America, you're going to Google everything. You know, before you go to the doctor, you're going to Google it.
Right.
And in some ways, and this is not a criticism because Google's just a big search engine, but a lot of times you're going to be misinformed about the way you Google things. You're going to read things that may not, you know, they may be marketing tools. The advertisers that paid for advertising to come up first, and they're going to lead you down a path. So it's difficult to sort out all the information in our culture that we're now bombarded with. Is it similar in Albania, or sounds like most of the information's coming from you?
Most of the information comes from us. You have to remember, Albanian was closed for many, many years. Mm-hmm. Yes, the internet is a big thing, but again, all of the information that we Google is, guess what, in English. Mm-hmm. And not everyone is an English speaker,
right,
or could understand the medical technology, the terminology.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that information isn't. And people are convinced that they're not worthy of knowing what's wrong with their body.
Wow.
Because
now,
that's the mindset.
Are you speaking Albanian now?
Right now?
Yeah, no.
No,
I mean,
I'm speaking English.
See how she is? She's picking on me already. So are you getting pretty good at the language?
Yes. Yes. I learned Albanian initially in the country of Kosovo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like learning the Queen's English in backwoods Mississippi.
That's
okay.
Funny.
So the Albanian in Albania is more proper.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I will say things and people will look at me like, "What did you just say?" Because it's awkward.
Sure.
I can treat patients. I can go to the mechanic. I can shop. I can do whatever I want to do. I do have a challenge teaching students in Albanian. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I make an Albanian physio student translate for me, and they learn that material they're translating for me while they're translating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the more you do it, the better it all gets.
Yes.
Talk to me about spiritual things. Do you have a chance to share your faith in the midst of all this?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. People know that I'm an evangelical Christian. Mm-hmm. Many of the religions that are pretty dominant there are not practiced. Mm-hmm. This summer, for the first time, I saw evidence of a little bit of the more aggressive Islam.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody is very, very open and very accepting. The dean and the teacher at the university, they know that I've been praying. They know that I asked God to provide the equipment. I've told them that I'm praying for them, and they know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't keep it a secret. How many people have I led to the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Zero that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
But I get to love each of my students, each of my patients, each of my babies, just with the love of God.
Well, I think it's funny. I mean, when people say, you know, how many people have you led to the Lord? There's an old story about a teacher that Billy Graham had. And they ask her, how many people have you led to the Lord? And she might have remembered one, Billy Graham. Well, I would say she did a pretty good job of evangelism.
Right.
And we never know how God's going to act. And, you know, you're really concentrating really on what Matthew 25 says about meeting the needs of people,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
widows, orphans. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the Albanian people when we come back. We're going to talk about how poverty is affecting the country and how people with special needs may not be fully out there in front of the community culturally. So a lot of work you have to do. We'll talk more about it when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Thanksgiving is a time to reflect on what you have in your life to be thankful for. We here at Water Extraction Experts want you to know that we are thankful for you, our customers, and KNKT listeners. Happy Thanksgiving.
Duke City Ready Mix, your local premier concrete and gravel producer, recently received national recognition by winning the Excellence in Concrete Quality Award from the National Ready Mix Association. We are dedicated to earning your trust by our consistent quality, service, and by being a good neighbor, serving the entire valley. Visit us at QualityMattersHere.com or call 877-5777. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I was written up on my job. I'm a home health aide, and I was written up because I told the patient's daughter, don't oppose me. God goes against anyone who opposes me. Later on, when her mother went to drink some juice, she started vomiting and things, so I guess she called the office because they called me in.
Let me ask you this, Georgianne. You said you got written up. What was the exact charge?
Because I used a threatening manner.
Well, let me tell you what the rule is, and that is, in a nursing environment, I mean, generally, people are allowed to have discussions about their faith, but when you're in a nursing environment in a nurse-patient relationship, you really have to be careful to make sure that you're not creating a situation where you're violating the internal rules and regulations of your employer. We've got good resources, ACLJ.org, to get some information there.
Find out more at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back in studio with Kathy Scott, missionary in Albania, and Alicia Aragon, missions administrator, Calvary of Albuquerque. You've both been gracious to stay with us this afternoon for the whole hour. And Kathy, I want to kind of wrap up the program by you sharing with us, there are people that some would consider unlovely, and some cultures disdain folks that are with special challenges. In our country, I think we have risen to the point where we are loving people. I don't think we put people down anymore for physical defects and and mental issues and things like that. We're loving on them and care about them. At least I think culturally we are. Maybe not taking the effective steps and loving on people. I know the elderly in our country, I still don't understand why we don't have this mountain of respect and elevate people and our elders to, right, to be sage advisors and things. So nobody is disposable. And I know you feel that way about the Albanian people.
In Albania, the elders are worshipped.
Mm.
And that is part of the, they're the matriarchs and the patriarchs of the family.
Mm-hmm.
If a family has a child with Down syndrome or a disability, or they have a family member that has had a severe accident or a stroke or some kind of a medical issue, that brings shame onto the family. And I think some of that is according to the post-communist mindset, in that if you can't work and, so, you know, give something back to the culture, you're worthless and you have no value. I had a little girl that could not walk. I found a specialty device for her to walk and use. She learned to walk. She was independent, up and down the street, in and out of ABC Health. Told the mother, you can have it. You can take it home. It's yours. And she goes, I'm not taking that thing home. And I said, well, what do you mean? And she goes, first of all, I don't want it in my house, and I will never allow her to walk outside with it. And she took her daughter, left the specialty device, walking device, and left.
Wow.
And I never saw her again.
Oh, gosh. Heartbreaking.
And so, yeah.
I guess we would have a perspective. That's a miracle. We would love it as a parent. At least I would.
Right.
Well, and God provided a pink one that was just her size in Albania. It was in a container, a shipping container that I discovered.
Mm. Oh.
So, you know, and, but that is that culture. And so, the babies that I work with at the orphanage, they're abandoned.
Mm-hmm. What type of physical therapy and things do you do with babies?
We do developmental play. We work on big therapy balls, and we teach them to roll and to get on their stomachs. And we have a little girl right now that has tetrafocomelia. She has no legs, and she has partial arms with two little digits on each hand. Mm-hmm. And this little girl is going to be a walker and get out of her way. And so we play with them, and even normal children that have been abandoned are behind developmentally because of the orphanage environment. And they're very, very well cared for. Clean, well fed, never, you know, just great. But nobody sits down and plays with a child like we do as parents when we had our own children.
Mm-hmm. You know, as you're telling this story, I'm thinking about an evangelist that came to Calvary Albuquerque back in the summer, Nick Vujicic. And Nick was born without legs and without arms.
Mm-hmm.
And not only does he successfully navigate this globe of ours, but he is putting on evangelical presentations. He has his own family, wife and children, and lives in an absolutely amazing life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you can even function with no arms and no legs. So it's miraculous. So good for you, Kathy. I mean, great to see God doing some amazing things.
Yeah.
And Alicia, you've got a big job. You've got to do this for 10 different people out there in the field. Obviously, our listeners, if they want to get involved, tell us one more time how they can get involved.
Yeah, so again, it's just calvaryabq.org, and you type in missions. And there you can see the list of all of the missionaries that we support and have sent out, including Kathy Scott and her training center. If you want to get involved, be on her care team, be on her prayer team, or donate financially.
And Kathy's got a special project, 25-25-24. So thank you for listening this afternoon. We appreciate you both being in here with ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you.
ABQ ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.